620-1320 WILS. Today, demonstrations across the country, but also here in Michigan. It was called A Day Without Immigrants. Among them, Consuela Lopez. She's with the Congress of Communities and works with folks on DACA, in the DACA program in the Detroit area. Consuela, great to have you on WILS.
Hello.
Yeah, and what's your background? How'd you end up involved in this issue?
How did I end up involved?
Yeah, I mean, what got you so passionate about this issue?
Well, number one, I'm a Puerto Rican and Cuban descent. And the other number one is that I have plenty of family and friends that are from Central America and even the Middle East or the Arab world. Okay. And so they're very close and dear to me. And whatever I can do to help empower them and to protect them, I'm honored to.
Why was it called A Day Without Immigrants today?
Well, a couple of years ago, maybe more than that, there was a film called A Day Without Mexicans. And the whole idea and premise was to not only show solidarity amongst us all, but to show economically the impact that immigrants have mm-hmm. in this country.
So is there a difference, though, between immigrants and illegal immigrants in your view?
No.
How's that?
There's no difference in my view. The reason being is that the people that I work with, and for whatever reason they came to this country and how many years they've been here, they're part of the fabric of what the United States is and has always been. Mm-hmm. And it's always been a place of refuge for people from all over the world
right.
running from whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, there are probably hundreds of millions of people that want to be in the U.S. I mean, how are we to exist as a country if we just if we don't distinguish between those that came here through the legal process versus those who are not here legally, then?
We've been having that same question has been happening since the beginning. I just don't see a distinguish between that at all. The people that I work with, they're hard workers. They take care of their children. They take care of their home. They also are part of the tech space. They still support the fabric, the economic and cultural fabric of our city, of our country.
And how should we deal with those that came here illegally? What do you believe their path should be in this country then?
But there's opportunities, more opportunities for people to be able to not only to become citizens, allow that to happen. I know, again, I have to stress, so many folks, they've been here for a long time, but the process to become a citizen is either very challenging or is very costly.
Right.
And so when you have children and you're just surviving and you're spending 15, 16 hours a day trying to survive, trying to take care of your family and friends.
Fair enough, Consuela, but why should we reward people for breaking the law and coming here in an illegal fashion?
Why should we break the law?
Why should we reward people for doing that? Why are we essentially giving them access to citizenship, as you're suggesting, if they broke the law and came here illegally?
Rewarding people who came to contribute is one thing, and uplifting those who came to contribute and not to take away.
Okay.
We should award those people.
Fair enough. So, in your view, then, is there a... Should we just open the border up and allow anybody that wants to come in just to come right in? What are you saying exactly?
What I'm saying is that closing a border or having some type of regulation on who comes here or not, mm-hmm. depending on if there's a war somewhere else, we always find some way and lift some type of leniency in letting people over. I mean, like after World War II, when Europe was going through its things, we opened our borders at that time. Mm-hmm. And I also remember the 16th Street Bridge or the 16th Street Tunnel. There was a lot of Eastern Europeans coming straight through the tunnel and entering to our community, and they just lived underground. They still contributed. They still took care of things. Now, if there's a process in which, while you're in it, you can help people become American citizens, let them do so. But if they're not doing anything or bothering anyone and they are being productive, they're not adding to a criminal element or anything like that, then why not?
We're talking to Consuelo Lopez here on WILS. Am I right to say that you work with Dream Relief Act participants in the Detroit area? Is that correct?
I work with whom?
With DACA, with people on DACA and the DACA program.
Yes, I have students who are in the DACA program.
Right. So
yes.
they were born in the U.S., but they were brought here, what typically it's children, right? And they're not here under a legal status. Is that accurate?
Right.
So now, what do you expect to happen with the people in this situation? What's ahead for them right now?
So a couple of my students who are DACA dreamers, so many of them, the majority of them, actually have full rights to school. They work really, really hard to achieve that American dream so they can then in turn take care of their families and get them in the process
right.
of becoming citizens.
But what's the future of the DACA program right now?
You don't say at this point. I have no idea. The stress and anxiety of not knowing and it's causing a lot of stress and anxiety. We can just go day by day and become more aware of what we can do and how we can provide the solutions and help for our families.
Mm-hmm. So you say that you don't know what will happen. If they face deportation at some point, what's the reaction going to be to that?
What we saw today, again, it's going to be a continued reaction to saying, this, we're here. We've contributed to the American fabric. We are ourselves American. To deport people, this has been their life, their land, for all of their life because of a technicality that's inhumane.
So what do you say to those that worry that if you're opening the door for citizenship to these people, you're then encouraging more people to come here illegally?
That's still an old question. That's centuries old. So whoever's here always have a problem of a new person that's coming in. I think of gangs in New York. Like, all of us are immigrants, period.
So you're saying we should draw the line right now, and anyone moving forward from today, let's say, they should not be allowed to necessarily come here illegally and then gain citizenship?
No, I don't think that will ever happen in the United States because that's just against of how this place was founded, period.
Right. Although the country was founded mostly on legal immigration, right?
No, it was illegal.
Most of it was illegal?
Enslaving the people is not. I mean, during that time, of course, it was legal to have African slaves or Indian slaves and things like that.
But putting aside the slavery, you're talking about even in the turn of the century, most of the people coming in, let's say through Ellis Island and other ways, there was a legal process for their entrance, right? They weren't just sneaking in.
Well, if we were talking about sanctuary in the 80s and 90s, the churches did what they did best according to their faith, and they helped those people flee. And it's just like the Underground Railroad. This place was just a sanctuary until they moved forward to their next place, which was Canada.
Well,
a lot of people are not trying to stay here. They're just trying to get through.
It's going to be a hotly debated issue moving forward, certainly. Consuelo Lopez with us. She's with the Congress of Communities, took part in the big demonstration today, the rally called A Day Without Immigrants, held in the Detroit area. Consuelo, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ciao.
Yep, 6:29. When we come back, we'll hear from a former neurosurgeon, really one of the top neurosurgeons in the country. He actually worked down in Atlanta when presidential visits occurred in Atlanta. He was the man on call at Emory Hospital. He's now become a malpractice attorney. And we're going to talk about this major problem, the fact that 250,000 people die every year in the U.S. because of medical errors. It's the third leading cause of death in this country. And he's going to tell us what to look out for when you believe your doctor has made a mistake and when your doctor is even lying to you. And then we'll talk some more about today's historic day, Donald Trump holding a press conference like one we've never seen before. We'll talk to Cameron Clifton. She'll be here to give us her take on the impact of what he said to them today. That is all next here on 1320 WILS.